finalist Sean Weisner, who presented on Monday, has been the fire chief for Alyeska Pipeline Fire and Rescue in Valdez since 2012. He spent more than 20 years in emergency service leadership roles. He founded a consulting firm that specializes in helping organizations be resilient and improve their performance.
Been in leadership positions in all sorts of complex municipal, industrial, backcountry, and critical infrastructure environments, and I think that gives me a unique perspective on a place like Juneau.
Weisner says he's had his eye on Juneau since he visited the capital city in 2022 to compete in the Ironman Alaska race. The other finalist, Tom Hatley, presented on Tuesday. He served as the deputy chief for the Spokane Valley Fire Department in Washington until April of this year, when he left due to a family medical reason. He's had more than 30 years of experience in fire service, holding positions like fire chief, assistant fire chief, and fire marshal at multiple agencies in the Northwest. Hatley says he was drawn to the position because of the complexities of Juneau's fire and emergency medical services needs. He pointed to its lack of outside support, large service area, and seasonal population surges. CCFR services more than 3,200 square miles.
This unique operating environment is why CCFR must focus on prevention, system resilience, workforce sustainability, and community-centered service delivery.
Hatley says as chief, he would focus on addressing staffing problems in the department, especially retaining the department's current employees. The fire department has struggled with staffing shortages, which union officials say have led to burnout. They say it's driving people away from the department.
Retention must come before recruitment. Hiring new people is important, but keeping experienced, well-trained personnel in what maintains service, quality, and organizational stability.
Weisner says his strategy for strengthening the department is focusing on staff's mental health. He says he wants the department to be a place where employees feel empowered and supported when they need help.
Emotional intelligence and emotional literacy is one of the tools we can use to, some tools that we can use to get there and to create a better culture within the organization and to foster stronger mental health.
Both finalists say they also want to increase transparency, leadership development, and community engagement. The new chief will replace the outgoing fire chief, Rich Etheridge, who announced his plans to retire in September. He's been at the helm of Capital City Fire and Rescue for more than 15 years. The annual salary listed on the city's website for the position is between $126,000 and $162,000. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.